Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
And welcome for one of the final podcasts before the draft is up on Thursday. Justin Pulowski here at JoeBucksFan.com. Appreciate you clicking over as the response this year has been better than ever, even with a lockout. How about that? A lot of people still interested in the NFL draft. I am Justin Pulowski, the commish, here at JoeBucksFan.com. And today, you know, I don't want to get too deep into the players per se, because I've done a lot of stories, done a lot of podcasts, done a lot of chats about all the players and where players might be going and who the Bucks might be targeting. But today I want to talk about the word value, and value is a word that I'm going to use a lot over the course of the draft, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I want people to understand where I come from when I say the word value. And value is a word that I think might be the most important word when talking about the NFL draft, because to get good value means that you did your proper research, your proper background checks, and did extensive work on each of these players, and you know where each player should be targeted. And a great example of value is getting a guy like Mike Williams last year in the fourth round, obviously getting a guy like LeGarrette Blount as an undrafted free agent. But value presents itself to you when you select a player later than he was slated to be drafted. And it's all in a matter of opinion. But the opposite of value is a reach. And we've seen bad reaches by the Buccaneers in the past, in just the past few years, when you reach on a player like Gaines Adams, a player with raw natural ability, a lot of potential, but really just hadn't had it all click in college. You're banking on that potential to be reached early on in his career, and it just never was. That is the definition of a reach. Another definition of a reach is taking a guy like Dexter Jackson, slated to be maybe a third, probably a fourth-round pick. You take him in the second round as a wide receiver at Appalachian State just because he's fast and there was a run on wide receivers in the second round leading up to your pick at the end of the second round. You reach on Dexter Jackson, you reach on him, he turns out to be a bust. Now, when you look at value picks on the other side of that, and you see value picks like Brian Price, who we're still waiting to see what he could do, obviously dealt with an injury in his rookie season, but good value there by the Buccaneers, good value with Mike Williams. Now, when you look at this year's draft, value will come probably at the defensive end position. And that's why so many people are now looking at the Buccaneers as maybe not going with the defensive end in the first round. But I say if you do go defensive end in the first round, you can still have value later by getting a defensive end or one of these hybrid outside linebacker defensive end types. So when you hear me say the word value over the course of the draft, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that is a positive word. That is a good word. And that's a word you want used when referring to your football team. And value can even be used in the top 10 picks. If you have a guy that's slated to be a top three pick, I'll tell you who's going to get great value is the team that takes Patrick Peterson in the top 10. If he falls out of the top five and falls to San Francisco at seven, that is a value pick because he, to me, is the best overall player in the draft. And all of a sudden, the seventh overall pick in the draft becomes a value pick for the San Francisco 49ers. So hopefully the Buccaneers get a lot of value picks coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday themselves. We look forward to bringing you all the coverage right here at JoeBucksFan.com and, of course, on the radio on 620 WDAE, the sports animal. I do also want to thank each of you for coming, and the many of you, the thousands of you that have come and checked out the draft coverage here at JoeBucksFan.com. Continue coming back. We've got much more coming your way right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.